Madhyan Leela and Radhakun continued. Part K. Digpal Puja, worshipping of the 10 directions. Kundalata says, "Hey Radharani, I am not an ignorant one of how to conduct this Kandarpa Yajna for Krishna. I am not a fool, as you accuse me. The Shastras state that the worship of the 10 directions, Dasa Digpal Puja, should follow the worship of the 9 planets, Navagrahan Puja." Krishna then asks, "Hey Kundalata, please tell me, where are the Digpals, the protectors of the 10 directions? Where do they reside so I can worship them properly to ensure a successful Kandarpa Yajna?" Glancing at all the assembly of gopis, Kundalata says, "Hey Madhav, the presiding deities of the 10 directions are standing here in personified forms as the Sakis, Lalita, etc. They have come to benedict your Kandarpa Yajna. Vishakha is hereby representing Shankar, protector of one direction, and Lalita is representing Indra, Sudevi is representing Agni, who is in charge of the southeast direction, Tungavidya is Yamaraj, and Chitra is Nairita. Rangadevi is Varuna, Induleka is Vayu, Champakalata is Kubera, Rupamanjari is Brahma, and Anangamanjari is Ananta." Hearing Kundalata's statements, Lalita and all the other Sakis fume with anger and then heavily chide her. "Hey, you sinful, unchaste one, Kundalata. Why don't you let your dear cousin worship your form?" As the Sakis chastise Kundalata, Krishna eagerly starts the Digpal Puja. The gopis brace themselves in fear. Each gopi remains completely alert as Krishna moves from one Sakhi to another. When Krishna tries to kiss a Sakhi, she runs away, taking shelter of a friend. When Krishna approaches another Sakhi, that Sakhi pulls another Sakhi in front of her to block Krishna's advances. Another Sakhi then diverts Krishna's attention by teasing him and distracting him. One Sakhi humbly requests Krishna to stop his so-called puja. Another Sakhi proudly scorns Krishna with fiery sarcasm. And another clever Sakhi quickly runs away and escapes, leaving Krishna standing dumbfounded, holding her veil in his hand, which he snatched from her head as she ran away. It is amazing how, even though the Sakhis have frustrated Krishna's attempts at Digpal Puja, still he attains the result of the Kandarpa Yajna simply by seeing their pouting smiles, angry red eyes, and love-brightened faces. Lalita and the others take shelter of Radha, of the Radha fortress. While standing behind Radha, the Sakhis drink the sweetness of Krishna's moon-like face with their chakora eyes expressing their lovelorn hearts. Then the honeybee named Madhusudan, approaches the Sakis to drink the nectar from their sweet lotus faces as they stand behind the indomitable fortress of Radhika, taunting Krishna with her amorous smiles. But when Krishna tries to penetrate that fortress, Radha forcibly stops him with angry shouts. Stunned, Krishna just stares meekly at Kundalata's face. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature service, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the benediction of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the 9th chapter of Govinda Lila Amrita, is now complete.